Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
You've got to love those Pittsburgh Pirates, don't you? This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. This time of the year is fantastic if you have a baseball team in the playoffs, and the long-starving souls of Pittsburgh are having a love feast over their resurrected Pirates, who before this season hadn't had a winning record in more than 20 years. Managed by the emotional Clint Hurdle, who led the Colorado Rockies to the 2007 World Series, the Bucks are proving they are not merely Cinderellas over 162 games. After getting wiped out by the Cardinals in the first game of the National League Division Series, they have come back to win the next two and went into Monday's fourth game with a chance to win and advance to the NLCS. If that happens, the party by Three Rivers will last at least another week for the franchise that fielded the first all-minority lineup in 1971. One of the so-called small market teams, because they don't have millions of dollars from their local TV network to go out and buy big-time free agents, the Pirates are like the Major League Baseball version of the Bad News Bears. They are made up of second-chance guys like pitcher A.J. Burnett, catcher Russell Martin, and infielder Justin Morneau, and young stars like Starling Marte and Andrew McCutchen, who is earning his $4 million salary by hitting .455 in the playoffs. Pittsburgh used to be one of the proudest organizations in baseball, back to the days of Danny Murtaugh, Bill Mazeroski, and Dick Groat, the former Duke basketball star who signed with the Pirates because the NBA of those days paid nothing. The 1960 World Series with the Yankees, won on Mazeroski's dramatic home run in the ninth inning of the seventh game, is legendary, as are the We Are Family champions of the 70s behind Willie Stargell and the late Roberto Clemente. Fans have been waiting for those days to come back, and because it has become such a big-money game, it looked like they never would. But here they are, one win away from ousting the vaunted Cardinals and playing either the Braves or Dodgers for a return to the World Series. The MLB slogan this year is, "I play for October," and McCutchen adds on the promos, "I play to bring steel back to the Steel City." For as long as it lasts, you've got to love the eternal underdogs who have awoken the golden voice of former Hall of Fame broadcaster Bob Prince, who had the good luck charm called the Green Weenie and had plenty of chances to chant, "Buckos win, Buckos win, Buckos win." This is Archansky. See ya.